even speaking to each other. Yeah. Well, yeah. Now they try to say it, and something in them won't let them say it. Yeah. You have to use it, or you will lose it. Yeah. Is that right? There are a lot of people who used to give in the church. Yeah. A lot of folk, when they didn't have much, they used to give. Yeah. But the Lord blessed them with a raise on the job. Yeah. Blessed them with an increased bank account. Yeah. And they said, well, you know, all they do with money in church, just waste it. I'm going to keep my money. Yeah. And they started doing that so long, not giving. Until now, they have lost the desire to give. Yeah. And that's really a lot of people are not being blessed. Yeah. Because they don't have no desire to give for kingdom building. Yeah. And one of the best ways to be blessed is to be a blessing. Yeah. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Yeah. I better leave that alone, huh? And we look at our scripture text here in a very beautiful parable. We notice here that some talents were given out. And everybody decided to use his talent. But the servant who had one talent. Because he didn't have a lot of talent. He went and hid his little talent. And when the master came back, he said, now, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. You see, if you don't use what the Lord gives you for him, he has the ability to take it away from you. Is that right? Job said, the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. There are a lot of folk who could be singing in the choir. But they got where they could make a few high notes. Or got mad with somebody. And they decided to take a seat in the audience. And now if they wanted to sing, they can't sing. You got to use it, or you'll lose it. So we notice here the Lord took the talent from the servant who failed to use it and gave it to another servant. And the Lord does that right now. Many times you wonder why somebody in your neighborhood is progressing faster than you. Well, it might be the Lord just might have taken your progress because you wouldn't use it and given it to somebody else. See, a lot of people mad and angry about other folk riding around, you know, she thinks she's something. She thinks she's something. I had a young lady that went on off to school. She came from a broken home. She went on off to school and never did leave the church out of her life. Her parents died. She went on off to school and ended up being somebody. But it didn't matter how much education she got, she never did forget the church. Oftentimes come to me, brother pastor, I just love the church. And then a group of the others just went on off and just neglected the church. And when this young lady walked back with her head up high, some of them come to my room, she's all right, but she just thinks she's more than somebody else. She thinks she's more than us. I said, she is. She sure is. You all, your parents had money here for you to go to school, scholarship, fellowship, and you all dropped out of school and got married and became mothers out of wedlock, did everything. Some of you got on dope. And this young lady had to sweat and work her way through school. And then you want to tell me she thinks she's more than you all, she is. If I was a young man and had to make a choice, I'd sure demonstrate it. So anybody who has Christ in his life, and then everything else it takes, and a person who doesn't have Christ, that person is more. Now in the eyesight of the Lord, in a certain sense, we all are human beings, but a person who has Christ has more than a person who doesn't have Christ. I wish I had a witness here. So the Lord not only can add, but the Lord can divide. Not only will the Lord divide, but the Lord can subtract. And then the Lord can multiply. I want to do a hell with it. I made up my mind that talent or those talents I have, I'm going to use them for the Lord. This is true not only in the singing field or the working area or other areas, but it'll walk right on into the pulpit. Every man of God, the Lord has given him a talent. My talent might not be the same as Brother McKinney, or Brother Walker, or some other minister. But the Lord has left me with a talent. Is that right? And all you got to do is be willing to use what the Lord has given you. And the Lord can take whatever you have. Is that right? Some folks are, well, I don't have nothing. The Lord can take nothing and make something. Is that right? Somebody said, well, I'm nobody. But the Lord can take nobody and turn around and make somebody. I wonder if you'll have a witness. But I made up my mind here tonight to use my talents and my gifts for the Lord. And any time you see a man starts out to work on God's program, there's always going to be somebody standing there to turn you around. Is that right? But if you put all of your trust in God, I'm a living witness that he will stand by. Is that right? But any man who sits down on God's program, the Lord can keep you down. Is that right? And I'm going to move on here to close tonight. But my mind goes back in slavery time. Everyone said that there was an old lady, and she was some 85 or 90 years old. And she had to walk across the field every Sunday to go to church. And early every Sunday morning, they would see this old lady with a head rag on her head walking across the field all the way to church. And when she would get into church many times, she would arrive there before everybody else. She would even pick up the paper on the yard. And other people around in the community said, we're wondering why you're still getting up early in the morning, walking across the field, coming to this church. Said, we know and we believe that the Lord would understand that you had an old age now. And you ought to just cool it now and sit down and rest a while. And you know you're up in the age now, and you ought not to get around like you used to do. And the old lady stood up in church that night and said, I would just like to testify, and I'd like to let the church know why I'm still getting up early in the morning, coming out to God's house. I just want the church to know why I'm still singing Amazing Grace, how sweet it sounds. I want the church to know why I'm still singing I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I want the church to know why I'm still singing Precious Lord. the Lord has given me, he'll certainly take it away from me. And as long as I live, I'm going to stretch out on God's word. Oh, isn't that right? Long as the Lord give me strength in my hand, I'm going to use my hand for the Lord. Long as the Lord give me my eyesight, I'm going to use my eyesight for the Lord. I got to close here tonight. But you know I'm just like that old lady was. Sometime they ask me, Reverend, why are you preaching so hard? Oh, Lord. Somebody said, Reverend, you know you are overdoing it. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid tonight not to do the best I can for the Lord. I know the Lord give it, and then the Lord take it away. That's why my prayer is tonight. Lord, hear my hand. Dear God Almighty. Lord, hear my feeling. I'm gonna walk for you. Oh Lord, I believe if I keep on trusting in the Lord, one of these old days.
Carely's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Carely's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
This is KAYTFM.